Fat Geeky Reviews. My name is Brendan. Hello, everybody in YouTube land. I am recording a podcast today. And to my podcast listeners out there, that's exactly what I'm doing. I am going to recording a podcast today. I just kind of want to try something different. I know I said a long time ago that I wanted to do some kind of simulcast type of stuff where I wanted to do a podcast but kind of record myself doing it and then putting the audio out there in the world and give myself another medium for people to listen to what I have to say. And what I have to say today involves Young Justice. Young Justice Outsiders Season 3 of Young Justice on the DC Universe app is what we are going to go over today. And I'm really excited to talk about it today because Young Justice is absolutely one of my favorite shows. And I'm not going to spoil anything today. I'm kind of just going to go over the first 13 episodes. I'm not going to go over episode by episode. I'm really just going to break it down into what has happened so far in the season and give you a little backstory on why I like Young Justice so much. So for those of you who haven't seen Young Justice yet or don't know what it is, it is a show that is currently on the DC Universe streaming service app. And for those of you maybe outside of the country, maybe in the UK or Canada, or for those of you who don't have it yet and are begging to see this show or Titans or whatever, the DC Universe app, I can't wait till it gets to your country because it is one of the most interactive, best apps I've ever had. And I'm a huge DC Comics fan. As everybody knows, I'm a huge DC Comics fan. I love DC Comics. And I've wanted this for so long. Like, when they first announced that they were doing it, I was constantly trying to refresh my browser to see if anything has changed. Because this app has given us really good original content so far, like Titans. And then, of course, now the third season of Young Justice. And for those of you who know me in my personal life, you know that Young Justice is absolutely my favorite DC animated series, more so than Batman the Animated Series, and I love Batman the Animated Series. But what I really like about Young Justice is Season 1 and Season 2 were absolutely amazing. I love the story. I love, like, the kind of the undercover ops tactical part of it. And then I love all of the characters that they bring into the show. And of course, I do like some of the backstory of some of the characters. And they've changed some stuff with some of the characters. You know, of course, they've added some clones into it and stuff like that. And it's made for really, really good television. And I'm really entertained by it. I'm really entertained of what the writers have been able to come up with. And I'm really excited for what's to come in the second half of the show. And so far in season 3, they've gone through 13 of the 26 episodes that they're going to air. And the way they've done it is what they did with Titans is they would release an episode every week. Well, for a 20-minute episode, it's hard to release one every week. You want to watch more than one in a row usually. It's not like regular TV anymore. People don't want one episode a week anymore. They want to binge watch their whole show in a weekend. That's what they want to do. So what DC has done is they've released them in little blocks. So they've been doing like 3 episodes at a time, and I think they did 3-3-3-4. So they did 3-3-3-4. So the first 13 episodes, the first half of the season is done, and that's what we're going to talk about today. So I love this show. This show is absolutely amazing. So let's talk about some of the changes. So from the first 2 seasons, we know the sidekicks created this team. And they're under the tutelage of Batman. Batman is normally their mission commander, and he sent them on missions. And we knew that the sidekicks, you know, we know Robin and Aqualad, Superboy, Miss Martian, Kid Flash. We know those characters. And then eventually they started bringing on other characters. You know, we've seen Artemis, who then has become Tigress. We know that they brought in, when the sidekicks kind of graduated up, they started bringing in more sidekicks. So they brought in a new Robin when Robin grew up to Nightwing. They brought in Wonder Girl. They brought in Batgirl and Blue Beetle, and then in the last season they brought in like new metas, new metahumans like Static Shock, stuff like that. So that's kind of where we kind of leave off now. We know in season three that Nightwing, at the end of season two, Nightwing leaves the team. He takes a break. He tells Calderon, who is now Aquaman in season three, he tells him, I need to take a break. And we know now what Nightwing has been doing behind the scenes is he's been trying to stop metahuman traffickers. And it's funny how a kid's show can really play into a really sad reality in life that there are human traffickers out there. And, you know, the way they're able to play it off in a kid's show is that they're metahuman trafficking. This show is not, it plays like a kid's show. And kids probably do watch it. But this show has real stuff in it that you're like, whoa. You know, and because it's on the DC Universe app, it gets away with a lot more stuff than it would be on a network. So there's a little bit more blood, there's a little bit more guts, there's stuff like that that wouldn't play to a kid, but yet it just works in this particular show. So what I love about the show is just the storytelling is amazing. And I've always said, if you've listened to my podcast or seen my YouTube channel before, I don't care what you do in a show. I don't care what kind of animation it has. I don't care, even if it's a live action show, I don't care about the lighting, the soundtrack, the music. If the story is good, then I watch the show or movie. It doesn't matter. And this show, Young Justice, has a really, really good story. And it follows along these characters, these supposed sidekicks or graduated sidekicks like Nightwing. And it puts them in real situations where they have to save people from being trafficked. And that's amazing to me. So what has happened since season two? So Nightwing is working undercover and not wearing his normal uniform. Barbara Gordon is now Oracle. We know that much. And they're dating. That's new. That wasn't happening last season. So, Barbara Gordon's no longer Batgirl, she's now Oracle. Tim Drake is still Robin, Wonder Girl is still there. The team is still in place, but led by Miss Martian. Aqualad is now Aquaman. Blue Beetle is still kind of on the team. But Superboy and Miss Martian are engaged. They got back together. And they're living in Happy Harbor. And they're trying to live a more quiet life. Artemis is watching her niece, who is the daughter of Red Arrow and Cheshire, and she is living with Will Harper, who is Red Arrow. And so we've seen Red Arrow come to terms with his own identity, and now he calls himself Will. So he's Will Harper now. Roy is still in the picture. Arsenal, he's still in the picture. The clone, Will is the clone of Roy. And then, of course, there's another clone who's Guardian. And they're all still in the picture. So Will Harper has started his own little security agency called, like, the Bow Hunter Security or something like that, which is kind of cool. And so he's living a normal life. So he's living with Artemis, and he's kind of falling for Artemis a little bit. Will is. But he's watching his daughter, and Cheshire is still being Cheshire. So really they're trying to get to the bottom of this metahuman trafficking. And what they found out was that people were creating metahumans. And so they have the Crown Prince, who I can't remember the country off the top of my head, but they have the Crown Prince of that. So I don't know if you guys have seen Young Justice second season. I think it was the second season or the first season. The episode where Kid Flash has to run the heart to the princess basically that princess is now grown up, and she has two brothers, and her parents end up getting killed by assassins, and one of the brothers is now the king, and the other brother has become a metahuman called Geo-Force, and now has since joined Nightwing, and is learning how to use his power. So Nightwing is creating a new team, separate from the other team led by Miss Martian. So another character they run into is a character called Halo. And Halo right now is still kind of a mystery. They kind of figured out who she was, and she kind of, I'm not going to spoil it for you what she's done so far, but basically she has these powers where she glows different colors, and she has different powers based on whatever color. So like purple is healing, so she can heal people, she can heal herself. She has flight ability, she can shoot like a yellow laser beam, and she can open boom tubes, which is kind of cool, or a breach, which is, I guess, helpful. So that's another new character. We find out that Miss Martian has a brother, and the brother's living on, he's living with the New Gods, and down below the New Gods, there's this, like, bug population, and one of the bugs ends up helping, you know, the team out, and, ends up getting banished, so the bug comes back to Earth with them, and is now part of the team, and his name is, Fred Bug is the Earth name they gave him, but he's part of the team now. So now they have an alien bug, and they have Geo-Force and Halo all on this kind of new team, which is really interesting. Black Lightning has kind of defected away from the Justice League and is now helping in the search for the metahuman traffickers. We find out that Deathstroke is involved, along with Vandal Savage's daughter is involved as well, as long as Lady Shiva, and they're involved in this metahuman trafficking. And so Batman defuncts from the Justice League, and there's a lot of issues going on, a lot of politics. So far the season is absolutely great, and there's a lot going on, and there's a lot to retain. But what I really like about the show is just how real it is for a superhero show. There's so many elements involved. There's relationships involved. There's so many little mini cameos of villains and of superheroes that you don't realize. One of the newest characters, and one of the characters that the internet has been clamoring for in this show, is Where's Cyborg? Victor Stone is in this show. Victor Stone has been introduced. Cyborg has been introduced, and is now kind of learning about his new abilities. So, of course, they went with the new standard of Cyborg's creation in the show. So, if you're watching this podcast, or if you're listening to the podcast, you probably know what Cyborg's origin is based on the Justice League movie, or the cartoon Justice League movie, Throne of Atlantis? Justice League War. In Justice League War, you should know the creation of Cyborg by now. Of course, he was created by a father box, or a mother box, basically. One of the boxes of Apocalypse. And so he's merged with this technology, and that's what saves his life. So, but I just love this show so much. So the best part about this show is that they kind of changed what they used to do. They used to tease kind of the next show at the end of the show. They changed that this year, where they just kind of do credits, which is great. I love that they don't tease the next episode, because I want to know what happens. In Young Justice Invasion, they used to always tease the next episode, so I always knew what was going on before I watched the next episode. I didn't like that. I wanted to be a mystery, because the best part about this show is it's curveballs. The curveballs have been the mystery so far. And there's been so many curveballs thrown thus far that there's a lot to be left for the rest of the season. So I'm very excited about that. The way that they're doing it, the way the DC app is doing it, releasing these chunks of show at a time, it leaves you wanting more. And it's nice because usually every third episode leaves you with a little cliffhanger. Usually the first two episodes don't leave you with that much of a cliffhanger. And the third episode always kind of leaves you like, oh, come on. I want to know what's going on. So we have a lot of characters in the show, a lot that's going on, but it makes total sense, if you get what I mean. So I hope you guys really enjoy that show. I enjoy the show. And I'm very excited to do this podcast this week talking about it, because it's just one of my favorite shows on television right now. And along with the other DC TV show projects out there. So 13 episodes in of Young Justice. We've seen a lot. We know a lot. And man, I don't know what's going to end up happening. But I really like the way they're moving the show. I love the fact that Nightwing is trying to keep things separate. I like the fact that he's trying to really get to the bottom of the human trafficking thing, and we don't really see the team that much anymore. We don't see Static and Blue Beetle and the new Kid Flash who was Impulse. We don't see those guys anymore. But I have a feeling by the end of the season, all of our questions are going to be answered, because there's a couple cameos in the show so far that have been very, very interesting. One of them being with Ra's al Ghul. That episode, I was like, oh man, that's cool. I'm not going to spoil it, but really, really enjoyable. And really, it's just one thing about the show is that we see the struggle that the team and the Justice League are going through. You know, and I love the continuation from the last season. I love that Zatanna is still troubled by the fact that her daughter is Dr. Fate. Her father is Dr. Fate. Now they only get to meet once a year, and Fate lets Zatara take the helmet off for a day, and he gets to spend it with his daughter. Like, that's both sad and kind of like, okay, so that's what's going on with them. So I love the fact that they've given us updates on what's going on in the show with every single character. We know Green Lantern has aged a little bit. Hal Jordan, we know he's aged just a little. So we haven't found out what's going on with him yet. Why he's aged a little bit. Superboy and Miss Martian are trying to live a normal life. But yet they keep getting sucked into Nightwing recruiting to solve this metahuman trafficking thing. Same thing with Tigress. She just wants to live a normal life. She's still in mourning of Wally and becoming Tigress again. And some cases not even wearing the mask, but going out on these missions with Dick Grayson. You can tell there's a sadness there that she wishes Wally was there. Beast Boy is now a TV star. He has like his own intergalactic kind of Star Trek-y TV series, which is pretty cool. And he's dating the Princess of Markovia. And I just remembered the name of the country, Markovia. So we have the Prince of Markovia, who is Geo-Force. And Beast Boy is dating the daughter of Markovia. Or the princess, I guess. And then there's another sister that gets taken and run through this metahuman trafficking ring. And they have to go save her, that's part of Brion, who is Geo-Force. Brion's problem with Nightwing is that Nightwing keeps telling him to be patient, and he just wants to go save his sister. So he wants to go Getter, and he's just getting pissed off. I love the fact that Nightwing keeps hacking Justice League computers. I love that, trying to get his way. And the show offers so much. There's so much going on, yet I know it all makes sense. And I can't wait for the second half of the season because they've let some stuff kind of drop. And they're merging a couple storylines together, which is really cool. And I know exactly what storylines they're kind of bouncing back and forth from, which is really cool that they're doing that. So I really hope you guys are enjoying Young Justice Outsiders as much as I am. I really enjoy doing this. Was a little tough for me to do this way. Normally I'm doing this without staring at myself in a camera. So I really hope I usually keep my podcasts around 20 to 25 minutes. Just kind of keep them short and sweet because I am by myself, so I don't have anyone to do this with. And so I'm kind of, you know, kind of back and forth about how I do this. So I want to thank you guys for checking out my YouTube channel. Please give me a subscribe, give me a thumbs up on the channel, and check out my podcast. I'll put the link in the description to the podcast. I'll try to put all the links. I'm on every single podcast network out there. I'm on Podbean, I'm on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, I'm on Google Podcasts, Breaker, Stitcher, you name it, I'm on it. Spotify. I'll put all the links in the description of the YouTube channel. I really appreciate it. If you go to anchor.com or anchor.fm/fatgeekyreviews, you can subscribe 99 cents a month. It's absolutely free no matter what. But if you want to become a supporter of the podcast, it's 99 cents a month. Throw it my way if you want to hear me do some more content. I'm going to keep doing it regardless if you do the 99 cents or not, but it helps me out just a little bit. Completely optional. And then, of course, I'm going to try to figure out how to do more simulcasts like this every single week. So I want to thank you guys. That's it for the Geek.